Please pray with me. Dear Lord, please give me a fitting and pleasant manner of speech, so that my conversations may be pleasing to you and to those who hear it, for Jesus' sake and for my eternal welfare. Amen. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." In the years before the world went digital, a passionate preacher would bellow from the pulpit, "Don't tell me what your priorities are. Show me your checkbook, and I'll tell you what your priorities are." But now that everything's gone computerized, mobilized, and most people under 30 do not have a checkbook, I guess that same passionate preacher would bellow, "Don't tell me what your priorities are. Show me your account on your smartphone, and then I'll tell you what your priorities are." While preparing to preach, I stumbled across this precious story about the truth of Jesus' statement, "Your heart will always be where your treasure is." Your heart will always be where your treasure is. Once upon a time, a hardworking, miserly man who loved money more than anything else became gravely ill. And he said to his wife, "Promise me, dear wife, that when I die, you will take all my money and put it in the casket with me, so I can take all my money into the afterlife." And his wife said, "Yes, dear, I promise with all my heart to put all your money in the casket with you." A few days later, the man died, and during the burial service, his widow sat on the front pew with her friend. The burial service was lovely, and just before the undertakers got ready to close and lock the casket, the widow said, "Wait, just a minute. She stood up, walked over to the casket, placed a box next to her husband, and went back to her pew. The undertaker closed and locked the casket, and as the casket was wheeled down the aisle, the widow's friend leaned over and whispered, "Girl, I know you weren't foolish enough to put all that money in there with him." The widow said, "Listen, I'm a Christian. I can't lie. I promised him that I was going to put his money in the casket with him." The friend said, "You mean to tell me that you put all that money in that casket with him?" "I sure did," said the widow. "I wrote him a check." All the treasure we amass in our lifetime will not go with us when we die. Our money, our possessions, all the stuff we love will be spent by others, will be sold at estate sales, will end up in antique stores, maybe even on Antiques Roadshow, or will be thrown away. So let's think for a moment. Think about your home, about what's in your home, and about what you spend your money on. What do your thoughts about the things you have and what you spend your money on inform you about the condition of your heart? Currently, I'm reading a book called 131 Christians Everyone Should Know by Mark Golley. One of those Christians is Billy Graham's evangelical predecessor, who is called Billy Sunday, of all things. Golley writes, "Billy was master of the one-liner, which he would use to clinch his practical, illustration-filled sermons. One of his famous is, 'Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile.'" Billy Sunday's one-liner points to the heart of what Jesus teaches his disciples through parables and illustrations. One's heart reflects who one truly is and to whom one truly belongs, which can be seen through the use of one's treasure, of money, time, and talent. There's a lot in the world to be afraid of. Everybody's got news on 24/7 these days. The Zika, people killing people, and hurricanes, simply to name three. But you know what? There's always been a lot to be afraid of. Psalm 91, verse 5, tells us that people way back then were afraid of the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by the day, the pestilence that stalks in darkness, and the destruction that wastes at noonday. And yet, through the centuries, Jesus tells everyone who hears his words and takes them into his heart, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do not be afraid. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is God's pleasure to give us the kingdom and to welcome us into heaven when our time comes, which may be today, maybe tomorrow, or maybe years down the road. But it is up to us to prepare our hearts for the moment we see Jesus Christ face to face by getting rid of some of those things that we covet. You know, get rid of some of those things that people want to break into our homes and steal, and maybe even downgrade on some of those things that become functionally obsolete. And when we do so, those actions will allow us to desire and to hold on to less in this life, which will change our hearts and actions to be more Christ-like, will lead us to do such things as feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, welcoming the different person, clothing those with ill-fitting, torn, filthy clothes and shoes, taking care of the sick, and even visiting those in prison. Every single thing we have, is on loan from God for a finite period of time. Therefore, let us look at our talents, those skills, those gifts that we can do. Are we using them to bring glory to God and joy to others? Are we using our talents to bring glory to God and joy to others? Let us look at our time. Do we use our time to help people in need and show others the love of Jesus Christ? And let us take a good, hard look at our treasure. What does our money, what does our stuff, what does our bling tell us about the condition of our hearts? We'll now have a moment of quiet reflection.